Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, think about it. You saw so many people get so excited. We've been praying on our program for ever since the Lord let us begin to do so, that God would end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And now we have a president that's pro-life, looking to put pro-life judges on the Supreme Court, and a vice president whose entire political career from the beginning to where he is now, his vice presidency, has been on a pro-life platform. But first, I want to take you right to a few Liberty University students that were at the recent March for Life. Let's take a look.
We're now on Constitution Avenue, and the marchers are still coming down. So many people from across this country standing in support of life. We're so excited that we ran into some students from Liberty University. We have seniors, a couple sophomores, and we're going to talk to them for a few minutes. So this is Hannah. Hannah, we're so happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about why you're here and what this day means for you.
I'm thrilled to be here. This is actually my first pro-life march. Being here is kind of a personal story for me. My grandmother actually got pregnant with my mom in the Middle East when she was 13 years old, gave birth to my mom when she was 14, and in that culture, she could have been killed, but stoned to death through an honor killing if they found out she was pregnant. But my grandmother, she chose life, and she ran away while pregnant with my mom, just a 13, 14-year-old girl scared to death, and she chose life. Holy Spirit spoke to her, and she left my mom in a Jewish orphanage and said goodbye to her forever. And luckily, there were two Americans in the Air Force that came over to Israel and saw my mom in the window of the orphanage, felt a calling to adopt her, and brought her back to America. So I decided to use my voice and use that story as a platform to stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. And here today, we see the silenced majority standing up and marching for the silent genocide, because in reality, that is what's going on here. So I'm honored and blessed to be part of this, and I'm excited to see the next couple years and how our generation can just rise up and fight this.
Well, that's a beautiful story. It's so amazing to hear stories like that as so many people. And you're so right about there being that silent, there's a silent majority, and you're being a voice to the voiceless, and that is so beautiful. So thank you for being here and for your presence. Tell me your name.
My name's Daniel.
Daniel, tell us why you're here. Is this your first March for Life?
Yeah, this is my first March for Life. For me, I just have seen the atrocity of abortion, and I've been in D.C. before and asked for people that they were pro-life and done signatures, and it was just sad seeing that over 96% of D.C. voted for a pro-abortion candidate like Hillary Clinton, and being here and just seeing all these people, it's just amazing to see that voice for Christ, that voice for life that's strong here today.
It's so true, and we're just steps away right now from where we saw an inauguration just 1 week ago with a brand new president that is so committed with his administration to supporting life and to protecting women. We've already seen some incredible pro-life actions, not just here in the United States, but having implications and an impact elsewhere internationally. So it's so true. You're so right to be here in D.C. where there is so much opportunity now to protect life. We have one more student. Tell me your name. Chad, hi. Tell us why you're here. Is this your first March for Life?
I'm fortunate to say this is actually my second March for Life.
Wonderful.
I had the chance to come back my first time a couple of years ago, and my first real protest I think I'd ever been a part of, and there was just something extremely special about being a part of something that's such a groundbreaking movement. I think what we have to do, and why I want to be here, why I still want to be affiliated with this, is to try to approach this issue the same way that William Wilberforce had approached slavery, how Martin Luther King had approached racial tensions. Even 100 years after slavery had been technically extinguished, there was so much that had not been corrected in the hearts and minds of people.
It's so true.
And so there's so much that we just have to look at this and see the end goal with this.
It's true.
See the end goal of a new America where this is not the normality anymore, where we are not complacent with how people choose to view these issues, and by preaching a philosophy and an appreciation of life that all people can find within themselves
That's
and know
so
to
true.
Be true. And so it's really exciting to be here, to be with so many that are already excited to do that, and to know that I think much of America, if they would really begin to understand our side, understand where even science lies in our favor.
It's so true.
And
well, we're so excited that you could be here with us. Hannah, I'm going to bring you in one more time a little bit. If you could give a message to all of our viewers here who can't be here personally but are watching and participating, what would you want to tell them? What is your parting message?
I would tell you, do not be discouraged. Fight the good fight. Finish the race. I know in the past 8 years, there's been kind of a decline in the support for pro-life. And I would just encourage you, don't be discouraged, because today especially, our hopes are up. We're excited. We're encouraged. We're standing hand in hand, marching together. I really think there's going to be something great coming these next couple years, and I'm excited to see. So don't lose heart. Keep fighting. Keep praying. Just believe in what you stand for and don't give up.
So true. Well, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you guys for fighting. We're so proud of who you are.
This is so exciting because you're looking at the young people and people coming to Washington, D.C. that just took place in January, the March for Life, where people all in different cities all around the nation began to march for life. And as a matter of fact, we have a pro-life president, a president for all life. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.